Radio.
Hello, and welcome to The Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Turner. I'm your host for the show. Today, we are celebrating our family. We are celebrating Martell Green, the co-creator of ATP, his graduation from Neptune High School in Neptune, New Jersey. AP is live from Bryant Park, which is at 41 West 40th Street, New York, New York, 10018. We're here today to vlog the program entitled Modern Dance Program. The show is on June 26th from 6 to 8. And we chose this particular event and venue because the show connects with our theme today, because we're excited enough to dance about our family celebration. So ATP is here to tell all about our visit to Ocean Grove Auditorium in Ocean Grove, New Jersey. We attended the event on June 24, 2015. The township of Neptune High School had its own graduation starting at 6 p.m. We did arrive at 5 to take pictures, to do hugs, and to congratulate the peers and the parents of each graduate. Pictures are available at Facebook at Tammy Joyner or Martell Green page. We also have a Flickr page, so there you can look up our names, and there you'll find information on our the program. They'll probably be loaded in the morning. Okay, so we had a chance, speaking of the venue, to go to the beautiful theater, which is a theater-like setting, but it's actually an auditorium in Ocean Grove. There were flags. It was a glow-up flag that flickered and changed colors. That was part of the show. It was absolutely awesome as we did our introduction. There was instruments of wand, and there was a gazebo. There was a chapel and, of course, the auditorium. It was 2 blocks from the beach in Ocean Grove, in an old-world New Jersey town setting of Ocean Grove. We had articulate speakers, gifted student bodies, and teachers and city officials gave meaningful speeches. I talked with Martell and Grass until the procession began. It was pomp and circumstances. The graduates wore black and white robes. Girls were white, boys were black. There were balloons. We brought balloons. All the parents and friends and everyone that was invited, and some of the other guests brought balloons. But we had to leave them outside. So what they did was they asked us to donate the balloons, and we could tie them around the setting, so to create, you know, some type of decorative areas in the particular setting. So it was awesome. There were monuments and different things. We had gift bags. I even bought myself a Greatest Son Award, which looks like an Oscar award, and it says Greatest Son for a keepsake. And show material all was given to Martell as a part of his graduation day ceremony. He also received cash, and he has pending a ring that we'll purchase at another time. We did get a football ring and a football necklace. It was a football trophy, which is all like one thematic approach for his football picture that's in the yearbook. And we also did get, we did this photo shoot for the photo session with the senior portrait, and we did shopping for that, and we did the alma mater colors in that, and so he was dressed in red and black. And we also did we'll do the class ring as a separate item. And as you know, I was speaking of mine. Mine was lost several years ago, so I'll be replacing mine and purchasing Martell's at the same time, you know, at a later date. And so today we dance now because of all of the glamour and glitz and all of the tributes to education, all of the ceremonies, all of the football games, all of the cupcakes over the years, all of the books. We actually did a donation to the Neptune High School Library, which is a theory, collections of theory by Martell Green and Tammy Jordan. We were the authors of that particular book, so we left a donation to the school. Martell will be attending summer school this year in order to complete his program and the formal requirements. We're pleased and happy to know that he was a part of this particular ceremony, so he will be graduate 2015. But there was a credit short to there, and he has to complete this program. So we're very delighted about that. We're still dancing. We went outside today to see art by Stuart Johnson. He's an 85-year-old artist and sculptor, a New Jersey resident. He created about 450 or more life-size figurines. They're monumental and familiar sites. They're featured in the city parks and museums all over. You can go to www.seward, Johnson Music and Dance, and you'll find common themes there. That was the commonality to this show, that we went out to find decorative programming within the city right here in June, the same month of graduation, that depicted celebrations of human life and also of education. There was an artist as well. And we came out to the dance festival to dance, to sing, to, you know, let our expressions, you know, have its own wild. And in the midst of this trance-like setting and in this resort-type setting here in Manhattan at Bryant Park with all the skyscrapers around the stage, you know, it makes an awesome futuristic program, which that is what the modern dance program is about. And their website is, you can find information about this particular program at www.bryantpark.com. You can also find information about this particular program at Pound BP Modern Dance. And run those searches, you'll find about the Bryant Park Modern Dance Program, and each performer features three companies emerging mid-tier and established. New York's most exciting dance companies showcase their latest work. So we have a program here, we have modern dance, and it just goes on to tell us what each program is about. And it's Renegade Performances performed here today, and it's a Brooklyn-based dance company founded in 2007 under the artistic direction of Andre Zachary. The company collaborates with artists of all genres in works that push the boundaries of art and performance. The group launched the Afrofuturism series as a way to remix and reimagine blackness into the 21st century. You can find information at www.renegadepg.com. The next performance to hit the stage was Carolyn Dorfman Dance Company. And this is a sensation-based exploration of music and dance. The choreographer's newest project was created in collaboration with musicians. The eclectic and unusual grouping of artists with the instrumental sounds create new and ethereal movements connections among the dancers and music dance. Then there's a third group, and that is called Cornfield. It's a New York-based company that has performed throughout the USA and abroad, including Paris, London, Poland, Russia, and Tokyo. The dancers have been described as among the most proficient technical and kinetically expressed dancers around. The choreographers work revealed in the use of space, time, and geometric relationships to the movement that mixes elegant, robust, and at a time quirky material, interspersed with surprising details that suggest stories that never became literal or obvious. The dancers have rigorous structures that carry pleasure all on their own. The choreographer's interest in making her work available to a wide spectrum of audiences has been realized in much of the company's work, where performances in alternative spaces such as gardens, museums, plaza, as well as in the traditional theater space. For more information, you can go to www.cornfielddance.org. Also, you can go to www.carolindorfman.dance. And so those are the performers that we'll be here to see tonight in celebration of our son's graduation. And we're having an awesome time. I totally enjoy everything. It's so artistic. It's so modern. You know, it's so energetic. It's full of you know, floor dances and everything else you can imagine. It's just a wonderful program. My name is Jimmy Jordan. You're here with Gary Perrin on Block Talk Radio, and we're discussing the program here at Bryant Park. We're recapping our celebration of Marcel Green's graduation. He's also 18. He'll be turning 19 in July, and we're going to find our third anniversary show as far as our third year on Block Talk Radio, and we're thinking today. I text him an email to figure out what we should include in our celebration. I'm waiting for his reply. And then we'll decide if we're going to do another book, another web page, what we're going to do, you know, as far as, you know, collaborating, celebrating gifts, and deciding, you know, what kind of design or paper or some type of, you know, keepsake for pictures that we'll, you know, or T-shirts that we'll do to, you know, for this particular anniversary to celebrate. So I'll keep you posted as we learn more. I'm going to go back to the show. You can hear the music in the background. The people are taking the stage, and they're, almost like ballerinas in a way, but they have, like, some eclectic style dance along with, like, you know, the beautiful movement and flow of the ballerina. So we're here, and I want to say congrats. Tail Mom loves you no matter what we have to go through as far as completing the assignment. You know, I want you to schedule another administrative meeting with the administrators there at Neptune, see if the parent-teacher conference is necessary, or guardian conference, to see if you need to donate more material, see if you need to do, a work-study program, to do office work as a helper in the office, or do some extra credit assignments, to do a few tests or, you know, just a few projects mostly to get, your assignments done, you know, in the library or some things like that, or, you know, at home. But whatever it is, just let me know if I can be of help. You know, I definitely will. We're almost there. There's no need to give up now, even if it's a night school situation that needs to occur. Until next time, guys, we'll keep you posted. And then from there on in, we'll start our new project list and trendsetters at Recovery High after graduation and after we have achieved and completed our diploma, that was someone added in, then we'll start our real world assignment. Until next time.